I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 2nd. There are currently 117 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 7 deaths. Over 30 people have recovered from the virus, and about 100 are being monitored for symptoms of the virus. One of the Quincy deaths was reportedly an MBTA bus driver who worked out of the Southampton Street garage in Boston. The T is now taking the temperature of every employee before he or she begins their shift. Applications are now being accepted for rental assistance programs through the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Quincy Community Action Programs. The Chamber is accepting applications from restaurant, hotel, and other hospitality workers who've been laid off due to the coronavirus pandemic. The program will pay at least 1 month's rent for people who live or work in Quincy and typically earn the bulk of their income from tips. To apply, just go to QuincyHospitalitySupportFund.com or call the Chamber at 617-471-1700. Quincy Community Action Programs is also offering a rental assistance program for other Quincy workers who are currently without income due to coronavirus. Details of that program are available at QCAP.org or by calling 617-657-5377. Recently, the Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund set aside $1 million to fund these rental assistance programs. That fund is supported by developers in Quincy. Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill says that some restaurants that were offering takeout service have stopped because they were becoming too busy and it was costing them more to stay open. Cahill says some of the busier restaurants grew concerned about the health and safety of their workers and patrons due to large crowds of people coming in for takeout service. Cahill also says that in some cases, takeout business will not be enough for restaurants to survive. The Secretary of State's office says there has been a low response to the federal census so far in Quincy. Beth Ann Strollo of Quincy Community Action Programs is urging Quincy residents to respond to the census in an effort to get the most federal grant dollars available to help support their programs. That census is available at 2020census.gov or by phone or mail. One person died after being struck by a train in Quincy last night. Police say this happened at the Wollaston MBTA station at around 8 p.m. The incident forced passengers to be transferred to shuttle buses. Officials say the incident is not considered suspicious. The Four River residents against the compressor station say they have halted all of their protests at that North Weymouth site out of concern for the safety of their members during the coronavirus crisis. However, the group says Enbridge Energy has not stopped construction on the compressor station. They say that endangers the lives of the workers and the public. Protesters say they are continuing their legal battles against the compressor station and are now waiting for the courts to begin virtual hearings to move their cases forward. The group is also planning a virtual chat on April 14th and continues to encourage its members to keep pressure on federal and state officials in an effort to stop the compressor station. A reminder that the deadline for Quincy property tax payments and applications for deferrals and tax abatements has been extended to June 1st, and the deadline for state and federal income tax filings has been extended to July 15th. Grab-and-go meals and learning enrichment packets are now being distributed at 8 Quincy public schools Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to noon until schools reopen. Students and their families can pick up those meals and packets at both high schools and the Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, Clifford Marshall, Atherton Howe, Parker, and Montclair schools. Breakfasts are also provided for the next day. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 2nd.